You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Good afternoon, my conscious co-creators. Welcome to another edition of the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. I am very, very pleased that you are all here with me today. We have a fascinating show in store for you today with a very interesting guest who I look forward to bringing to you in just a moment. But first, of course, we have the little section from my book, Everyday Awakening. So let's get started. So this section of my book is entitled Clarity of Intention is the Most Powerful Force of Nature. Intention is not just a whimsical thought, not a daydream or a wish. Intention is the energy we put into an action, a word, or a feeling. It is what makes the difference between creating an outcome of joy and one of misalignment. Intention is how we create a world and a life by design instead of by default. It is what makes our efforts powerful and effective. Taking the time to sit and get clear about our intentions is one of the best investments of time, energy, and focus we can make. Meditating on a course of action is not wasted effort. It is essential. We need to do it to provide space for our thoughts so that we can think clearly. Clarity of intention is one of the most powerful forces of nature. Have you taken the time to set your intentions today? So this section of the book I wrote a while ago, like most of them. I mean, I did come out with the book in 2020, so it's already been a couple of years since I published the book, and all this stuff was written way before. However, I decided to write a section about intention because I heard at the time people talking about intention in a way that I felt they weren't really getting it. They weren't understanding the power of intention. And especially now when the ideas of the law of attraction are everywhere and people quote such wonderful thought leaders like Deepak Chopra, Marianne Williamson, Greg Braden. Yet I'm not quite sure people understand, and people talk about intentions and I have intentions, but I'm not quite sure that people really get how powerful intention is. And so that's why I wrote this section, to really make it clear how intention is more than just having a goal or a wish or something we want to do. It's really about lining up the energy within ourselves around what it is we want to do and what it is we want to create. And this is something that Esther Hicks or Abraham talks a lot about, that you're so often in this world, we're so focused on efforting and doing and action and taking action, taking action, taking action. And yes, taking action is important. But if we don't first line up our energy and really focus on what is the outcome we're looking to create, and what is the feeling and the desire behind the action, then we're actually making it a lot more difficult on ourselves. And this is why meditation is so helpful and so important, because by meditating, we kind of give ourselves a chance to release the energy that just might be distracting us and pulling us out of presence. We're focusing on what it is, what our desire truly is. And then we're allowing the natural energy, the natural life force energy, to kind of bubble up and say, like, hey, this is what lights me up. This is what would make me feel amazing. This is what really makes me want to just jump out of bed and do something. And when we're really super clear on our intention, now the trap is, and the challenge is about not getting too attached to the outcome. But when we're really super clear with our intention, then the universe kind of gets the signal, gets the message of like, oh, this is what Sam wants. All right, let me see what I can do to support Sam and bring him what he is he's looking for. And so the more clear our intention is, the more we really focus on it, the more we're sort of lining up possibilities, we're lining up our energy, we're lining up our imagination, we're lining up the neural pathways within our brain to see the possibilities and to make the choices that actually are going to bring us that much more quickly to where we want to go. So spending some time to just sit still and decide what it is I want to get from this meeting I'm going to have in a couple of hours, or what do I want to feel when I go see my friends tonight? Or what is it that I want to achieve with my family? Or what is it that I'm really looking to feel when I think about my goals for my business? No matter what aspect of life it's about, by taking the time to just focus on our intention and allow our energy to line up with that, We're like clearing the road before us. We're like bushwalking the hiking trail before we go on a hike to make it easier and smoother and allow things to flow in a way that will just serve us and serve our intention that much more. So it may be counterintuitive, because we're so indoctrinated into this world of action, action, action. We've got to just take action. Action without intention, as someone once put it or said to me, it's like you're leaning the ladder up against a wall and climbing up the ladder super fast, but you might have put the ladder against the wrong wall. And once you climb to the top and you see over the wall, and then you realize, oh, this isn't the wall I wanted to climb up. Then you have to climb back down, pick up the ladder, find the wall you do want to climb on, lean it against it, and then climb up. And so that lining up of our intention is saying, this is the wall I want to climb up. This is where I want to go. This is the path I want to take. Not just any path. I'm not just going to run down the path because this happens to be the one right in front of me. That's taking action without intention. I'm just running down whatever path is right in front of me. But being more intentional about it is maybe a way of like unfolding the map, looking at the different hiking trails. I love to hike, so I'm going to use that as an analogy. Looking at the different hiking trails, seeing where the different viewpoints are, and it's like, oh, that's the viewpoint I really want to see the panorama from, and this is the best trail for me to get there. So I'm going to map it out, and I'm going to find that particular trail, and I'm going to find that trail to take me up to this overlook, to this mountaintop, and that's where I want to go. That's what the clarity of our intention can do for us. That's how it can affect our lives, and that's how it can make life so much easier for us, so much faster, and bring us to where we want to go in so much less time. So that's the section from my book, Everyday Awakening. That section is entitled, Clarity of Intention is the Most Powerful Force of Nature. And of course, you can find my book at www.everydayawakeningbook.com. And that will just take you to the Amazon listing. And if you've already purchased a copy of my book, I'd really appreciate it if you'd leave a review. You know, give me 5 stars if you think it deserves it. And really get it out there. Because every time someone adds a review, that really helps more people to see the book. And if you're like me and you like to support the small independent bookstores, they can order this book. We're in major book distributors. So you just ask them, hey, there's this book, Everyday Awakening by Sam Leibowitz. Can you order that book for me? And they can definitely get that for you. So I hope you enjoyed it. And I look forward to hearing. So your assignment, your mission this week, should you choose to accept it, is to practice on your intention, having a very clear intention and focusing on that. Okay. All right. So now it is my extreme pleasure to welcome to the show energy technology researcher Tom Paladino. Tom is a scalar energy researcher based in Florida. He began researching scalar energy during his undergraduate years. Inspired by various scientists, including Nikola Tesla, who we'll talk a bit about, he learned more about the existence of an energy that was not of the electromagnetic spectrum. He pursued a course of independent study in order to better understand and subsequently harness scalar energy, as this emerging science is not taught on any of the university levels. One of his scientific predecessors was Dr. T. Galen Hieronymus, one of the few scalar energy researchers in the last century. He read Galen's notes and used his scalar energy instruments after his death. Based on these theories and the work of scientists who came before him, Tom developed scalar energy instruments capable of harnessing and transmitting instructive energy to heal human subjects. And it is a pleasure to welcome you to my show today, Tom.
And it's a pleasure to be here. Thank you for the invitation.
Oh, you're most welcome. You're most welcome. So, so it sounds like you've been interested in this stuff since you were in college. What was it that got you interested in sort of energy technology, even at such a young age?
You know, once you read Nikola Tesla and you understand what Tesla was doing, then you're hooked for life. As a youngster, I read about Tesla and I said, I'm going to make this my career. That's my career path. I want to follow in the footsteps of the great inventor, Nikola Tesla.
Wow. Interesting. Interesting. And, you know, many of my listeners have heard of Tesla and who he is. Some people aren't that familiar with Tesla. So we'll get into that a little bit more after the break. But I'm just curious if maybe you can describe, like, was there one thing? I mean, what was it about Tesla that inspired you so much? What was it? What characteristic did he have that made you say, oh, this is someone who's really cool?
Yeah, he's a great man, a humanitarian, and he wanted technology to help mankind. He was not selfish. He wanted to help mankind, and his inventions to this day have catapulted mankind forward.
Right. And I know that you know, he is a contemporary of Thomas Edison and Westinghouse, though in the United States, at least, Westinghouse and Edison are much more household names, although Tesla is getting a lot more recognition now. But let's talk about that a little bit more. I'd love to learn more about Dr. Galen, as he's a figure I'm not that familiar with. and learn just like, how did all this develop, and what did you really learn in the process that we can educate our audience about? Okay, Tom?
Sure. Thank you. Tesla was probably the first man to develop scalar energy instruments. I never met him, but I read his notes. I met the family of Hieronymus. Galen Hieronymus was an American inventor. I was able to meet their family and buy scalar energy instruments back in the 90s.
Oh, wow.
That was incredible, incredible gift. So that was fortuitous. And wonderful. That really started me on the practical application of scalar energy, to purchase a scalar energy instrument and to have their knowledge and have this family instruct me. That really put me on the path to success.
Wonderful, wonderful. Okay, let's hold it there. We're going to take our first break. And when we come back, let's get into like, what was it like meeting the family, and maybe we'll talk a little bit more about Tesla and what is scalar energy. I think a lot of my audience, they may have heard the term, but not necessarily know exactly what that means. So let's define our terms and then we'll really dig deep into the technology. Okay, Tom?
Looking forward to it. Thank you.
Awesome. So everyone, please stay tuned. You're listening to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. We do this every Thursday, 12 noon to 1 p.m. Eastern, right here on talkradio.nyc, and Wednesdays at 10 a.m. on KMET, broadcasting out of Palm Springs, California. And we will be right back with our guest, Tom Palladino, in just a moment.
Are you a business owner? Do you want to be a business owner? Do you work with business owners? Hi, I'm Stephen Fry, your small and medium-sized business or SMB guy, and I'm the host of the new show, Always Friday. While I love to have fun on my show, we take those Friday feelings of freedom and clarity to discuss popular topics on the minds of SMBs today. Please join me and my various special guests on Friday at 11 a.m. on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant, and on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
Are you on edge? Hey, we live in challenging, edgy times, so let's lean in. I'm Sandra Bargeman, the host of The Edge of Every Day, which airs each Monday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time on talkradio.nyc. Tune in live with me and my friends and colleagues as we share stories and perspectives about pushing boundaries and exploring our rough edges. That's The Edge of Every Day on Mondays at 7 p.m. Eastern Time on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC. Uplift, educate, empower.
Welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. I see loyal listener Sanaya on the Facebook Live. She said, love the quote, energy flows where intention goes. Perfect for today's topic. Yes, absolutely, Sanaya. Thank you so much. And Patty, I see you listening in on the YouTube. Thank you, Patty, as always, for joining us. I love my loyal listeners. They're amazing people. So Tom, just out of curiosity, when you were in college, what were you studying? Were you like an engineer or something?
Yeah, I was studying, I would say, the sciences, trying to become an engineer, specifically a scalar energy engineer. I really didn't know what I was into. I had no idea how long this is going to be. It's been a career path. I'm 63 years of age, and it really has just crystallized in the past 10 years for me. So wow. I studied a great deal of science. Keep in mind, scalar science is non-Newtonian science.
Right.
So I had a, if you will, a classical education, but after that classical education, you have to perform your groundbreaking research. This is new. It's different. Scalar energy is not electricity.
Right. Well, it's new, or some people say it's very ancient. So it all depends on our perspective.
Yes. Thank you. Well,
and you mentioned, you know, how you learned about Nikola Tesla, and he was Hungarian, right? He was Hungarian.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Yeah. A scientist who came to the United States. He was a contemporary of Thomas Edison. And you know, Nikola Tesla took a sort of a different perspective or a different view on energy than Edison did, didn't he?
Yes, he did. Initially, Tesla was a proponent of AC electricity as opposed to Edison, who wanted direct current. Well, direct current was just not feasible, not in a commercial setting. So in that, if you will, battle of the currents, as it is known, Tesla won the day. And Tesla proved to be the superior theoretician as compared to Edison. I would say both men are prolific, but the really profound deep thinker is Tesla. He is the real theoretician. He's the one who really trailblazed our modern age.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And he was a big proponent of free energy, right? He wanted to bring free energy to the masses, yes, whereas Westinghouse and Edison were all about making a business out of it. And how do you make money doing this?
Yeah. This is Tesla's singular character that I resonate with so much. There are many brilliant people, but how many brilliant people want to give themselves to humanity and to see the benefit of humanity, not a selfish bone in his body? Yeah. Tesla wanted to give the world free energy. And I think that's why he was anointed by God. And he was getting close to that. Scalar energy is free energy from the sun and the stars. Let me define our terms. When I say scalar energy, it's zero point energy. Some people call that prana or chi. It's from the sun and the stars. You do not manufacture scalar energy, chi or prana. It's from the cosmos. It's from the sun and the stars. And Tesla was able to capture that star light. That's the key to his success later in his life.
Right. And so you say that scalar energy is not on the electromagnetic spectrum. So if it's not on the electromagnetic spectrum, how do we measure it?
Yeah, and that's the very great question. Nobody can measure it right now. It's non-physical. I've never been able to measure it. I firmly believe it's the omnipresence of God. I believe it's everywhere. It transcends time or space. So if you have something that transcends time or space, there's no basic unit. And if you don't have a basic unit, you cannot measure according to a finite basic unit. So I only think we'll be able to see the cause and effect relationship of scalar energy. Imagine this sunlight, this starlight that diffuses throughout the universe. Well, it's everywhere. How can you measure everything everywhere? You can't.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's a very different way of thinking. And it's sort of, you know, it goes to the sort of shift in physics of from the Newtonian point of view, where there are discrete particles and you have atoms and electrons and protons and everything is discrete and separate, to the more quantum level of understanding of physics, where an electron might be there and it might not. It's more of a probability field than it is a hard discrete particle, and that things actually act more like waves than they do like particles until we observe them and until we collapse that wave function down into something discrete and hard.
Isn't that fascinating? Now, what you just described, Sam, was intention. This is consciousness. My work with scalar energy, Tesla energy, is non-physical. It's a non-physical essence. And right. It really depends upon your viewpoint, your consciousness, your interpretation of that energy. So if something is non-physical, it's spirit or consciousness. I'm working with spirit or consciousness.
And how did you learn about this gentleman? I haven't heard of him, Dr. Galen Hieronymus.
Dr. Galen Hieronymus, a preeminent scientist. I'm going to show the audience his photograph. Hieronymus, born in 1895, an American inventor. I was an avid reader, and I was on the pursuit of scalar energy or some type of free energy. And it came to my attention that this man, Hieronymus, had developed free energy instruments. I was fortunate enough to meet his widow in 1993. I never met him. And one of his tour de force moments in his career, he developed scalar energy instruments. He started his career as an electrical engineer. And later in life, he developed scalar energy instruments. And I was able in the 90s to purchase scalar energy instruments from his wife. So wow. That was my start. And it was really a quantum leap forward that I could rely upon his research, the research of the Hieronymus family, and specifically Galen Hieronymus. I read his notes. I still have his notes. And I was able to purchase instruments.
How come we haven't heard of him? I mean, this sounds like pretty amazing breakthrough stuff.
It is, Sam. In the day, Hieronymus was working with NASA. He was working with the FDA, various government, U.S. government agencies. He secured a U.S., a Canadian, and a British patent for his work. He actually even worked with the Apollo 11 astronauts while they were orbiting the moon by way of their photograph. Now, you took the words out of my mouth. Why haven't we heard about these discoveries?
Right.
It's suppressed, Sam. This is suppressed. Mm. It's free energy.
Right. And so from reading his notes and seeing how he sort of applied these theories, I'm assuming he discovered them from Tesla, he was able to come up with these instruments. And so what did you learn about the instrumentation and what it could do that made you decide, like, wow, this is really amazing. Like, this is something I need to pursue.
Okay, so I'm going to make this clear. When I work with people or myself, I work with a photograph. This is a non-physical process. My photograph has my scalar energy force field or a scalar energy signature. Mm-hmm. Back in the 90s, I started working with myself through my photograph and through the photographs of other people. Well, one day I was working with the Hieronymus family and I had a bacterial infection. I had congestion in my lungs. After one afternoon of working with this instrument, I no longer had any bacterial infection. My lungs cleared out quickly. Wow. Almost miraculously. And I said to myself, there is merit here. This is incredible. So what did I discover? I discovered that scalar energy can break down a molecule, that scalar energy can break apart bacteria or viruses or fungi. And I just established that in the 90s while working with the family in their laboratory. I was thunderstruck. I said, this is incredible. If we can manipulate a pathogen, then we should be able to control the physical universe. And this is the trajectory that I'm on. I want to be able to control matter.
Wow. And I mean, this idea of like just working on a photograph and you receiving the benefit, that kind of goes against quote unquote common sense in a way, right? It's kind of like, wait a minute, how can that happen?
Yeah. We're having a conversation right now by Zoom. Right. Obviously, you're not in my office. I'm not in your office. We're sharing an image. So if you can share an image through Zoom or you can share your voice through a cell phone, then this new technology, you can share your information through a photograph. The world will catch up to that.
And so when you say you worked with that and it cleared up this infection, like what did you actually do? Like how did you use your photograph with this equipment to receive this energy?
For instance, when I'm working with this instrument, you program it. I'm going to show a photograph of Staphylococcus aureus, a bacterium. Mm-hmm. Well, the process I developed with the Hieronymus family is you can take a photograph of a germ, of a microbe, and place it in the instrument simultaneously with your photograph. Mm-hmm. So what am I getting at? The information from Staphylococcus aureus, downloads into my energy plane, into my quantum field. And that process is instructional. It's always non-physical. So the information from Staph Aurus enters into my quantum field, seeks out Staph Aurus and me, and destroys it. It's that straightforward. It's that simple.
Wow. So you're actually using the image of the bacteria itself to counteract the bacteria in your body.
Exactly. It's homeopathic by way of energy waves. Yes, sir.
I see. I see. We need to take our next break, but I'm just curious. Did you use this at all during the pandemic on the coronavirus?
Oh, yes. I live in Florida. We're a rather open state, so to speak. Yeah. And my family and friends were healthy. None of us were sick.
Wow. Amazing. All right. So let's take a break. And then when we come back, let's get into like, how do you work with people? What does a session look like? What can someone expect? And all those kinds of things to really, let's explain to our audience, like, what is the real benefit of this scalar technology? We've touched upon some things, but there's many more benefits to it, isn't there?
Yes, there are.
Absolutely. Wonderful. So everyone, please stay tuned. You're listening to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. We're speaking this hour with scalar energy expert Thomas Palladino, and we will be right back in just a moment.
Are you passionate about the conversation around racism? Hi, I'm Reverend Dr. TLC, host of the Dismantle Racism Show, which airs every Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern on talkradio.nyc. Join me and my amazing guests as we discuss.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Ways to uncover, dismantle, and eradicate racism. That's Thursdays at 11 o'clock a.m. on talkradio.nyc.
In a post-COVID world, you may have many unanswered questions regarding your health. Are you looking to live a healthier lifestyle? Do you have a desire to learn more about mental health and enhance your quality of life? Or do you just want to participate in self-understanding and awareness? I'm Frank R. Harrison, host of Frank About Health, and each Thursday, I will tackle these questions and work to enlighten you. Tune in every Thursday at 5 p.m. on talkradio.nyc, and I will be Frank About Health to advocate for all of us.
Hey everybody, it's Tommy Gee, the Nonprofit Sector Connector, coming at you from my attic. Each week here on talkradio.nyc, I host a program, Philanthropy in Focus. Nonprofits impact us each and every day, and it's my focus to help them amplify their message and tell their story. Listen each week at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time until 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC at www.talkradio.nyc. Now broadcasting 24 hours a day.
Welcome back. So Tom, we were talking about how you use your device and you work with pictures basically to help people. What are the, I mean, okay, you feel better, but like, what are really the benefits of working with this? And how do you actually work with someone? Like if someone calls you up and say, hey, Tom, you know, I'm feeling sick. Like, what do you do?
I have a website devoted to accepting photographs. Now we've computerized the process so people can upload a photograph on our website, and 24 hours a day, that computerized program will assume their emailed photograph. And then we have different programs. I'll speak of one program quickly. Again, one of the functions of the instrument, we can look at a microbe, identify that microbe in the quantum field and destroy it. And then another process we've developed with these instruments, they're so strong, I believe they have a profound influence on our brain waves and our chakras. Our brain waves are non-physical. It's thought. Our chakras are non-physical skin energy vortices. And the energy is so strong that when I place a photograph inside this instrument, the instrument will immediately interface with the brain, the mind, the conscious and subconscious mind, and start balancing likewise the seven chakras. So the instrument is so strong, it will balance our brain waves. Now, to speak to that point, to show this quickly, that's one of my instruments. And you see the two Tesla coils in the bottom left-hand corner.
Mm-hmm.
I'm holding in my hand fluorescent tubes that are not plugged in.
Right.
When I have those fluorescent tubes in the vicinity of my instrument, there's so much power, it excites those tubes and they illuminate.
Right.
That's an example of free energy. Now, that's the chakra balancing that I'm speaking of.
And right.
Tesla, at one time in his career, was able to do that likewise. You see Tesla here holding a light bulb.
Right.
In the vicinity of, a scalar energy instrument. The energy is so strong, it serves to excite the gases in a fluorescent tube.
Right. So we've mentioned about sort of the health benefits, but you're talking about, you know, working with the chakras and other things. So are there other kinds of benefits as well? Like what else could you use this device for?
Okay. So again, I program this instrument as far as health is concerned with photographs. And now another benefit is I can take photographs of various micronutrients. That's a magnified photograph of beta carotene. If I were to place that magnified photograph inside my instrument would look at the molecular structure of beta carotene and then download those instructions into me. Now, again, this is not a reagent. It's not a chemical process. We're taking the information of beta carotene. We're downloading that into my quantum field. So I provide vitamins, minerals, nutrients, amino acids by way of photographs. And I do that all through the instrumentation, all by way of my instrument. I'm going to show the audience one of the instruments I work with. That's a scalar energy instrument.
Wow.
That instrument can look at the character or the signatures on any photograph and reproduce that in a person. So if I place a photograph of beta carotene in that instrument, then the instrument would identify beta carotene, its energetic state, its energetic signal, and reproduce that in a person in the quantum field, not a chemical process. It's a quantum action.
Mm-hmm. So, okay. So, but again, we're talking very much on like a health basis.
Yes.
I mean, can it help people with trauma? What about sort of non-physical health, but more mental health or spiritual health?
Yeah, then that goes back to the chakra balancing. Now, that's nothing that I can adjudicate. I cannot say, let's help a person with depression. But what I've seen, that this instrument is so strong, and again, it's not electricity, it's working through an interface of scalar energy because we have scalar energy minds.
Mm-hmm.
Some people say that this has helped them with their depression, or if you will, reversed or cured them of depression. Now that's their testimony. I cannot speak for people because I don't work with people. I only work with their quantum field. There's a big difference.
Right. And we don't make any medical claims on this show.
None of this is a medical claim. All of my statements are regarding the quantum field, which is an energetic field outside of Newtonian physics. Okay. So to further that. Some people say that their dream state enhances with the chakra balancing. Others say that they're just happy, that perhaps we've reprogrammed their brain waves and they're no longer depressed, or they don't have negative thoughts. They have positive thoughts or virtuous thoughts. So it seems that we can directly influence the conscious of a person.
Wow. And what would you say, I mean, how long have you been working? How long have you been using this device now?
Since 93. So I've
93.
I have a good 30 years of hands-on experience.
Wow. So over those 30 years, What was the most unusual or surprising thing that you heard from somebody that you worked with on this that they told you happened after you started using the device with them?
Now, many people tell me that they can recall a past event in their life. It was blocked. Somehow they had a memory block or a traumatic block. But some people say that now after the chakra balancing that they can remember their past and they can remember a specific event in their life that they had completely forgotten. To me, that's quite, we're transcending time and space now. And if you're working in a scalar energy paradigm, there is no past. So a chakra balancing brings everything to the present moment.
Interesting. Very cool. Now, that device that you showed a photograph of, that looked pretty much like an analog type device. That didn't look like a computer. Didn't look very digital to me.
You're right.
I'm curious. Like you mentioned about like beta carotene or a photograph of bacteria. What about other substances or? Penicillin or something else. Can you basically program your device with any kind of molecular structure?
Yes, we can. I have a program known as Addiction Cleanse, Addiction Behavior Chemical Cleanse, in which we're able to take photographs now of, say, heroin or cocaine, and reverse fashion, we're able to break down the molecular bonds, the energetic bonds, of heroin or cocaine. Now that helps some people kick the habit.
Oh, interesting.
You're removing the leftover chemical bonds,
right?
Recreational drug, and hence, if you no longer have that chemical inside you, you don't have that chemical affinity.
Gotcha. I wonder if you could do the reverse, like with a molecule like DMT. You know, sometimes DMT has been referred to as the God molecule because it's the experience of it is very transcendent. I'm wondering if you can create a transcendent experience using the device.
I used DMT on myself once, actually a couple times, and I had a deeper dream state, but that's the only thing that I experienced.
Okay.
For the audience, DMT is naturally occurring.
Yes. And actually they say the brain creates DMT when we're born and when we die. And it's naturally occurring in many plants. It's just that the liver breaks it down. Like goji berries is a high source of DMT, but the liver breaks it down so we don't have an experience.
You see the grasp here of nature. If you can assemble a nutrient, or you can break apart a virus, that is mastery over physical form. That's what I'm saying. This type of energy will provide us dominion over nature. It controls nature. With my scalar energy instrument, I can control a micronutrient. I can create a micronutrient, or I can control a microbe, a germ, and break apart a microbe. So when you have that consummate control, that consummate ability to manage physical matter, that's quite a powerful tool.
Right. So I'm curious with like, if someone's suffering from a condition like osteoporosis, right, their bones are brittle, there's not enough calcium in the body. I mean, would you like have a photograph of a calcium molecule in their photograph together to help them?
In my standardized program, we work with over 350 nutrients, and calcium and phosphorus and iron, et cetera, are some of the minerals that we will assemble on a daily basis. Now, I want to make this very clear to the audience. I am a scalar energy researcher. I'm not a medical professional.
Right.
And what I'm speaking of is quantum mechanics, not biological forces.
Right.
This is non-physical. This is informational. This is not a biological process.
Gotcha. Yeah. It's very clear. It's an energy device. It's not a medical device. Yes. And what we're talking about is we're talking purely from an informational point of view to educate our audience. And we're not making any claims and we're not saying we cure anything, but it's more educational to understand that there are different types of energy in the universe. There are different ways of working with things that may be non-traditional, but just because they're non-traditional doesn't mean they're not effective.
Yes, exactly.
We're going to take one last break and then come back. And I'd like to ask you a few more questions about the device itself and like how you work with people. How can people reach out and work with you? And what can somebody expect should they sign up with you? Okay, Tom? Awesome. So everyone, please stay tuned. You're listening to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. And we will be right back with our guest, Tom Palladino, in just a moment.
Hey, everybody. It's Tommy D, the Nonprofit Sector Connector, coming at you from my attic. Each week here on talkradio.nyc, I host a program, Philanthropy in Focus. Nonprofits impact us each and every day, and it's my focus to help them amplify their message and tell their story. Listen each week at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time until 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time right here on talkradio.nyc.
In a post-COVID world, you may have many unanswered questions regarding your health. Are you looking to live a healthier lifestyle? Do you have a desire to learn more about mental health and enhance your quality of life? Or do you just want to participate in self-understanding and awareness? I'm Frank R. Harrison, host of Frank About Health, and each Thursday, I will tackle these questions and work to enlighten you. Tune in every Thursday at 5 p.m. on talkradio.nyc, and I will be Frank About Health to advocate for all of us.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant. And on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC at www.talkradio.nyc. Now broadcasting 24 hours a day.
So, Tom, you showed a picture of the device earlier. How big is that device? I mean, is it like the size of your garage, or it's something that sits on a tabletop?
It sits on a tabletop. We'll show it again to the audience. It's about 7 feet long. And Sam, you hit the nail on the head. That's not a digital instrument. It is. We're working on analog. Why? We have to recreate nature. Now, digital, a solid state, it's really a man-made inventions, if you will. That vacuum tube and that capacitor that you see, that allows me to recreate a standing wave, a scalar wave. You cannot do that with solid state circuitry. So it's necessary. Dr. Hieronymus used vacuum tubes. I use vacuum tubes. This is very important to understand that this is an analog instrument. We have to recreate and create what I would say make a miniature star in so doing. That's what that instrument is.
I imagine finding replacement parts must be getting harder and harder for something like that now.
You're brilliant, Sam. It's tough. Now, what I showed you in that photograph, everything is custom built. And it is hard to find vacuum tubes. It is hard to find these manufacturers. Everything I do is it has to go through some type of specialty manufacturer. So you're right.
So you don't sell the device, right? You actually are providing a service to people.
That's correct. So anybody in the world can visit our website. We prove that this works. What do I mean? Anybody in the world can sign up and submit your photographs. We'll work with you for free for 15 days. We give away 15 days of free energy sessions to anybody in the world.
And so what can someone expect over those 15 days? Like, how long would it take till they might feel something different, and what would happen after that? Which, by the way, I'm submitting my photograph after the show today.
Thank you. Within 2 or 3 days, the chakra balancing has this effect, this influence. Many people start to sleep a deep sleep. And it's a restful sleep. They're not interrupted in the middle of the night. And many people start to recall their dreams. From day one, we're identifying microbes and eliminating those microbes. So you're no longer going to have the congestion that you have in your throat and in your lungs, etc. Many people say that because we can reduce this pathogenic infection, that their movement, that their hands are no longer inflamed, that their joints are no longer inflamed. And then over the course of time, the nutrient program, to be able to create nutrients, that helps many people, their skin tone, etc. So many people within the first week or so say that they feel better. And are judging from the testimonies on our website, that's the usual train of thought. After a week or so, people say they feel better.
So I imagine you're still researching and figuring things out. What are you hoping to achieve in the future? Like where do you see this technology bringing you in the future?
Okay. So I can work with one photograph at a time, I can work with collages like
that. Ah.
Today in my laboratory, and I work with people around the world, I've been doing this for quite some time. I'm probably working with, on a daily basis, probably close to 500,000 photographs a day.
Really? Wow.
And people submit collages like this now. So I've been at this for years. So many people have heard of us, and many people over the course of time have sent us collages. So this is going to be a global healing ministry. If I can send quantum healing or quantum instructions by way of a photograph, you can transcend time and space. Everybody has a cell phone, and everybody can upload a photograph. So we're going to be quite famous in the future.
Are you still researching, like trying to create a new version of the device and create new devices, or are you just, So what kind of new stuff are you looking to create?
If God gave me the wisdom, I'd like to use scalar energy to negate gravity. You can negate gravity with a scalar energy instrument. Galen Hieronymus, my predecessor, invented it. Anti-gravity instrument, and it did hover.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
The world should have paid attention to him.
Yeah.
Imagine what we can do with anti-gravity and how that would solve our energy transportation problem.
Right.
Energy where you could hover and just move about effortlessly.
Right. And then the decreased dependency on fossil fuels. I'm curious because, you know, as you mentioned briefly earlier in the show, that a lot of this technology has been suppressed in the past. Have you had any challenges? Has anybody tried to stop you from doing what you're doing?
No, what I'm doing is morally correct and it's legal. See, I don't work with people. I work with photographs, which is perfectly legal. And if you cannot define a science, then you cannot legislate for or against the science. Nobody can understand this science to the point of legislating. How can you legislate, in other words, thought or consciousness? Nobody can legislate consciousness. Nobody can define consciousness.
Right. If someone came to you and said, I'd like a copy of one of your machines. Would you be able to recreate it, or would you?
I would not recreate it. Sam, this has a great deal of responsibility because if you misuse this instrument, you could harm somebody. So I'm not going to manufacture. I have to introduce this theory, these principles to mankind, and then mankind must accept this. So we're still in the education mode. We're still trying to garner acceptance around the world.
Right. I'm curious, do you work with pictures of pets and plants and other things besides people?
I've always worked with photographs of my dog and my cat, and they enjoy sound health because of it. Actually, I have farmers who will send me photographs of their livestock, cows, chickens, pigs. We work with people who have trees, apple orchards, etc. the possibility here is unlimited.
Right. So, I mean, if somebody was listening to this show and they wanted to learn just more in general around scalar energy and kind of the stuff that you do, what would you recommend to someone?
Go to our website and try the 15-day session.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the proof is in the pudding. We have to start somewhere. We need some hands-on experience. So anybody in the world can visit our website, scalarlight.com. Anybody in the world has a cell phone, upload your photograph. You can send us photographs of your pets and then mm-hmm. share this with your family and friends. Have them upload their photographs. And that way you can prove to yourself that there's something here, that your health will improve over the course of 15 days to some extent.
Wonderful. You know, it sounds like such an amazing technology, and there's so many possibilities of it. Do you find that people are more open to this today than they were 30 years ago when you started this?
Absolutely. And I credit people like you for bringing this to the knowledge of the masses. Absolutely. 40 years ago, it was very difficult. It was considered so esoteric. Now people accept consciousness. Now people are starting to accept that there is a quantum universe, or there's quantum mechanics, or there's some type of zero point energy or black energy or call it what you will. So it's actually very simple now. People are open.
Yeah.
Easy.
Yeah. Very cool. I'm just curious, like if you used a picture of the entire planet on the device, I wonder what would happen.
You need a photograph that shows somebody's skin. I'll use this as a collage. As
long as
somebody's skin, you could treat them. So I sometimes receive collages from charities around the world with 500, 600 people on a collage.
Okay.
But you need their skin. Now, that's okay. This instrument can still treat 2-3 million photographs a day.
Yeah. Wow. That's truly amazing. Truly amazing. So Tom, unfortunately, we have to end it there. So if people want to get in touch with you, they want to learn more, just go to the website, scalarlight.com.
That's the focal point. Keep it simple. Read the articles, do your due diligence. And then if you're inclined, send us your photograph. I want to prove this to you.
Right. And that's scalarlight.com.
Yes, sir.
Well, Tom, thank you so much for coming on the show today. I appreciate you taking the time out. I'll probably refer you to the health and wellness show on our network. I'm sure Frank would probably be interested in having you on his show. I think he's doing a whole month in May on technology for health and healing. Okay. And I really wish you the best of luck with all that you're working on. And hey, like, let's keep in touch. And if you come out with something new in the future and you make some great breakthrough, let's get you back on the show and let people know about it.
I'd like that. Thank you for your effort. Thank you.
You're quite welcome. Quite welcome. And of course, as always, thank you, my loyal listeners, for tuning in today. Remember, if you missed any part of today's show, you can always catch the replay on talkradio.nyc, and we're available on all the podcasting platforms, Apple, Google, Stitcher, Spotify, Pandora, iHeartRadio, wherever there are podcasts, you can find us. And please, subscribe to us on your favorite podcasting platform. And if you can, leave us a review. By leaving a review, you help us to be more visible, and that will help us to spread the word and get it out there. So I would appreciate if everyone listening would do that. Thank you all for tuning in. Remember, Frank Harrison is doing his show, Frank About Health, 5 p.m. today. I believe it's a rerun this week. And tomorrow, of course, we have our whole suite of business shows, Philanthropy in Focus, always Friday, and Intangify, the newest show on the network. And please stay tuned, and we will talk to you all next week.
Are you a business owner? Do you want to be a business owner? Do you work with business owners? Hi, I'm Stephen Fry, your small and medium-sized business or SMB guy, and I'm the host of the new show, Always Friday. While I love to have fun on my show, we take those Friday feelings of freedom and clarity to discuss popular topics on the minds of SMBs today. Please join me and my various special guests on Friday at 11 a.m. on talkradio.nyc.
Are you on edge? Hey, we live in challenging, edgy times, so let's lean in. I'm Sandra Bargeman, the host of The Edge of Every Day, which airs each Monday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time on talkradio.nyc. Tune in live with me and my friends and colleagues as we share stories and perspectives about pushing boundaries and exploring our rough edges. That's The Edge of Every Day on Mondays at 7 p.m. Eastern Time on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant, and on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
In a post-COVID world, you may have many unanswered questions regarding your health. Are you looking to live a healthier lifestyle? Do you have a desire to learn more about mental health and enhance your quality of life? Or do you just want to participate in self-understanding and awareness? I'm Frank R. Harrison, host of Frank About Health, and each Thursday, I will tackle these questions and work to enlighten you. Tune in every Thursday at 5 p.m. on talkradio.nyc, and I will be Frank About Health to advocate for all of us.
Are you passionate about the conversation around racism? Hi, I'm Reverend Dr. TLC, host of the Dismantle Racism Show, which airs every Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern on talkradio.nyc. Join me and my amazing guests as we discuss ways to uncover, dismantle, and eradicate racism. That's Thursdays at 11 o'clock a.m. on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC. Uplift, educate, empower.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.